We're continuing with Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avot. We're up to the fifth Mishnah, the end of the fifth Mishnah. Yossi ben Yoezer, the important man of Jerusalem, he taught us that our houses should be open to the poor, that one should not be marbe sicha imaisha. Don't have too much idle chatter with a woman. Shesichat nashim, says Rabbeinu Yonah, mevi'a lidei yirur avera uvitul Torah. Having too much idle chatter with a woman, so that causes a person to have improper thoughts, and it causes a person to waste his time from learning Torah. Yes?
Now, I think people kind of get carried away with this concept. It's very easy to draw a line, phonetically. Someone can always like, oh, Hazal says we're not even allowed to talk to a wife. I'm like, I don't think that's the context of it. Like, he's talking about a point, I don't know what point it is, but women love to talk. They love to talk, but like there comes a point where it's not healthy anymore. Where exactly is that point? Is it subjective to different people, or is it just like, no, it's here for everyone? 10 minutes, 20 minutes?
So that's a good question, but it's not Rabbeinu Yonah. So remind me, and after we finish Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah, we'll have a special Q&A just to address that, okay? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, our sages said, with regard to one's own wife, a person shouldn't have too much idle chatter, how much more so with his friend's wife. The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, Kimidrash Razal, Vavot Rabbi Natan, Beishto Nido Amru Kalvachomer Beishet Chavero. When did Chazal say you shouldn't have too much idle chatter with your own wife? During the period that you're prohibited. רצונו לומר שלא ירבה דברים עם אשתו נידה שמתגבר עליו יצר הרע ויבוא לידי פשיעה. Chazal were concerned. Yes, regular conversation, fine. Idle chatter, fine. Too much idle chatter? When you're prohibited and you know that having that idle chatter is what brings you two together, so then don't let it get carried away because you know where that might lead you to. So,
what do you mean by idle chatter? See, but there's been that each time like someone talks, they're going to get together. Like, after being married for a year or two, are they going to like get like, I don't know what the term woman used for this, get ready each time they talk with each other? Like, they're not even allowed to talk to each other when they're like in need of
it. No, so we said, regular conversation is fine. We're talking about sicha. Sicha is idle chatter, which was what Yosef asked. What's called idle chatter? So there's...
It's an unknown term for you, let's say it like that.
That's talk which is not for a definitive purpose. It's talk that's just for the sake of talk. And that's a type of conversation which women enjoy. We talk about what this kid did today and that kid did today and how sunny it was and how hard it was going to the supermarket and how hard it was coming back and how delicious this was and how the neighbor taught her about a new recipe. And I see I'm getting on your guys' nerves already. Right. So that's a type of conversation which you will learn to have because it's important. Meaning you see that it's a lead-in to intimacy. Chazal warned us here that in times that intimacy is prohibited, so during those times you shouldn't have too much of that. So Uri's asking, 2 years into marriage, 10 years into marriage, is that still a lead-in into intimacy? Well, that depends on the couple, but if a husband is considerate, then he realizes that the connection between him and his wife works on different wavelengths. And for her to feel connected, he needs to take time to talk to her. Meaning a good couple is going to spend time. We know Friday night there's a special mitzvah for a couple to be intimate. So then they should also, the husband should also factor in time after the meal to sit with his wife and talk. If they're going straight to the bedroom, then he is not being considerate of her needs. Part of her needs is that they have time just talking, just bonding through speech. So that type of speech, which is speech that's bonding, which is a lead-in to intimacy, that Chazal said, a person has to be careful not to do too much of it because he might end up doing what's prohibited during that time.
Right, so it's not like how other people would interpret it. Like I've heard crazy people say, oh yeah, now we shouldn't talk to our wives. When we see talking to women, it's like, you know, something you should really watch out for. It's really just like a safeguard.
Even then, it doesn't say not to.
Right.
It says not to do too much.
Right.
And even then, it doesn't say not to have conversation. It says a specific type of conversation. And the person should be even more careful with his friend's wife, that he has an even greater desire for his friend's wife than his own wife. Remember that Chazal were realistic. When the Torah said, don't covet your neighbor's wife, the Torah knew what it was talking about. Your friend's wife, the Torah knew what it was talking about. Shim bizochen machalte lo muteret. What's the logic? Your own wife, you know, in a day, in 2 days, in a week, in 2 weeks, she's going to mikvah. So in a matter of under a month, you two are going to be permitted. So it's as though you have the bread in your basket already. You know, you can't eat it now, you'll eat it a little later. You're not intimate now, you'll be intimate later. But even there, there's a certain element that a person desires what's prohibited. But kol shekin beishet nochri, even more so when it's someone else's wife, shayetzo mitaveleah, that his desire covets her, kinyan shneemar mayim gnuvim yimtaku. As the verse says in Proverbs, stolen waters are more sweet. When you know something's prohibited, it's the same waters coming out of your tap than mine, but if it's yours and I'm not allowed to have it, then it tastes sweeter. So that's the first explanation that Rabbeinu Yonah gave us. ונראה לפרש כפשוטו באשתו אמרו שלא להרגילה בדברים לעולם. And it would seem that the correct understanding here is the simple reading, that a person, even with his own wife, shouldn't have too much idle chatter, כדי שלא יהיה מצוי מה בכל יום. Because a guy could end up being home schmoozing with his wife every day, most of the day, שאין לאדם להיות עם אשתו לענת תוח לקיים המצווה. A person isn't supposed to do that. A person is supposed to be with his wife. It's a mitzvah, but to that degree, להפריש בין האדם ובין הבהמה. Person has to be different than an animal. כמו שאמרו במסכת ברכות, גבי בעל קרש לא יהיו מצויים עם נשותיהם כתרנגולים. As the Talmud tells us in Tractate Brachos, that the rabbis instructed us, we shouldn't be like hens. We shouldn't be like chickens that are always pecking at their spouse, that they're always together. So the Mishnah was teaching us, even at a time that they're permitted, a person has to know that there's a certain amount that's legitimate, and there's an amount beyond that where that's already more than he should be doing. V'imidat ha-prishut. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says that's a high level. That's a level of sanctity. Hamviatol madrigot ha-elyonot. And that will help a person get very elevated. Kedamrinan prishut mevi'a lidei tahara. As the Talmud tells us, separation, being able to be holy, is what brings a person to purity. Tahara mevi'a lidei nikiyut. Purity brings to cleanliness. Nikiyut mevi'a lidei kedusha. And cleanliness brings to holiness. Kedusha lidei anava. Holiness to modesty. Anava lidei chasidut. Modesty to piety. Chasidut lidei yirat chet. Piety brings one to fear of sin. Yirat chet lidei ruach hakodesh. And fear of sin brings one to ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh lidei tchiyat hametim. Tchiyat hametim ba'al yedei Eliyahu zachor latov. So that's the braisa quoted in the Gemara there. Larry.
Yeah, I want to have this Mishnah with the rest of interpretation that said that you should not say anything to your wife that has any kind of negative connotation on your personality, like that you shouldn't tell your wife that, like, I went to work today and my boss shouted at me and it was terrible and something like
that. Interpretation is in Avos de Rabbi Nasan, also quoted in Rashi or Rabbeinu Vadya Bar Tanura on this Mishnah. Shlo yomar leishto, ploni veploni omar li kach beveis medrash hayom. So and so and so and so, they told me off like this today. And there are two different versions about what the continuation is. But okay, that's a legitimate interpretation too.
Do you think that's like true, that you should never, like,
so in our version of Avos de Rabbi Nasan, it has a continuation that if you're going to tell her I had a fight with my brother and that bum, I lent him the car and he gave it back with the gas tank empty and he scratched and he didn't pay for it, what's going to happen tomorrow? she's going to be on the phone with her sister-in-law, and she's going to tell her, you skimps, you guys can afford your vacations, and when we lend you the car, you always give it back empty. She'll never make up with her sister-in-law.
Yeah, that was an interpretation that I read.
I'm saying that the interpretation you said has a continuation in Avos Drevi Nasan. Meaning in Avos Drevi Nasan, it says what you said, and then it says, and why shouldn't you tell her those things that happened at work today? Because she'll end up having a fight with his wife or with him, and even though you might make up, not. And then it says another thing,
yeah,
which is what you're probably referring to, and she'll end up looking down at you too.
Definitely.
Oh, so it says that too. The question is, what's the focal point of the Medrash? But yeah, it says that in Avos Drevi Nasan also. That if you're going to come home and tell her, you know, the boss told me I'm lazy, the boss told me I'm good for nothing, if we were to apply it, so then I think the application is a little complex. Meaning on the one hand, you have to be honest with your wife. On the other hand, you have to remember that your wife wants to look up to you. She wants a husband she feels she can look up to in whatever realms that you two value. Meaning it could be that for some people it's music, for some people it's making money, for some people it's intellectual capacity, for some people it's art. I remember a therapist that used to do therapy for a relative of mine that told us once that her husband, he's an artist, so you can't bother him. He wakes up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to start his paintings. She was out working, you know, by 7 o'clock she was knocking on the door, and but she valued his art. Meaning in her mind, he was a tremendous person, he was an artist. We knew her for over a decade. It lasted that decade. I don't know how much longer it lasted, but she valued that in him. Now imagine he'd come and tell her, you know, I don't have any artistic flair anymore. It's over. So what am I supposed to value about you anymore? The fact that you sleep till 1 o'clock in the afternoon? You know, I'm just saying there are those realms where a wife wants to value her husband, and a husband has to think whether those are the points he should share with her, those weaknesses specifically. And it's a tough point, because if he's going to start playing games, so she might see through that, and women very often do see through things, and then he's lost double. That's why it's a little hard, that application. But that's not Rabbeinu Yonah at any rate. Yes?
What is growing in being sanctified always have to result in separation? I mean, I know it's not, but like many people use it to be like that. Like, so many people say, yeah, I'm gonna separate myself from my wife. That's I'm shagging now. Or someone's like, you know what, I don't want to be your friend anymore. I'm shagging now. I'm growing. You know, I'm too free. We're like where it's like the line, because like it seems to me like when you try it, people think you should have less and less conversations. It's very easy to get out of control and say, yeah, so if I can't have any conversations with my wife, not even about work today, or not even about this or that, I mean, what can I talk to her about? And all the more so my friends.
Okay. Sfardim say at the end of davening every day, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. You're familiar with that saying from the Gemara? Talmidei Chachamim bring a lot of peace to the world. The job of the Torah is to make us more unified and more at peace with our spouses, with our friends. So I think that's a misapplication. Perishut should not be contradictory to Shalom, to peace. As a person grows, so then there are elements of growth that involve prishut, but prishut does not have to be at the expense of shalom. And chances are, if it's at the expense of shalom, then there's a good possibility it's not real prishut. The prishut is a facade. Yes, a person has to be able to overcome his worldly desires, and that's where prishut comes in, where a person says, I'm not going to let myself eat my fill or have my fill of the worldly desires. But that shouldn't be contradictory to shalom. Mikan amrucha rachamim kolam arbe sichai ma'isha gorem ra la'atzmo. Kloma, gorem she'yetzer mitgaber alav she'nikra ra. Kede amrinan gadol yetzer ra she'boro koro ra. She'nemar ke'yetzer lev adam ra minu'uram. Our sages said from here, he who has too much idle chatter with a woman causes bad to himself. What does it mean bad? It means he brings his evil desires on himself. When a person flirts with a woman, he's asking for trouble. When a person stands there and talks to his neighbor's wife and ends up schmoozing with her for a half hour, he's asking for trouble. A person has to know that the idea here is he's bringing on the Yetzer Hara. Our nature is that we are attracted even to things that we know are prohibited. And one of the ways that we come close to someone that we're prohibited from coming close to is by having idle chatter, and we have to be careful with that. V'zeo ha'ish gorem hara le'atzmo. And in this instance, the person is causing harm to himself. She'natan lo makom ve'hizdamna li'idabek begufo al yedei ha'sicha. A person has this capacity through speech to connect to someone where he really shouldn't. Got a phone call last week. A girl was dating a guy for a month in one of these chat rooms, and now she found out he's married.
What?
Bad story, right?
Online dating. We're coming back. Online dating,
yeah. Okay, so we have to know that the conversation is a way of connecting, and sometimes we allow ourselves to connect where we shouldn't really allow ourselves to connect. והפריז על המידות יותר משאר בני אדם, שפעמים יצר מתגבר עליהם, אבל בשלו יעשו הם דבר גורם, ולא מגרמת עצמם תיפתח עליהם הרעה. And the Mishnah over here went to lengths to stress this point, because, yeah, every person has to contend with moments where their Yetzer tries to get the better of them. But they didn't do that to themselves. The Mishnah is warning us. You stand there and schmooze. You stand there and have idle chatter with a married woman, with someone else's wife. You have to remember, there you're bringing the Yetzer Hara onto yourself. That's why the Mishnah took the time to spell this out. And the conclusion of the Mishnah, we'll learn Be'ezrat Hashem next time.